Captivated by the natural world around her, Maria Sibylla Marion put her artistic talents to use documenting her observations, even going so far as to raise caterpillars in her home in order to witness firsthand the process of metamorphosis. This unwavering pursuit of knowledge led Marion to board a ship in Amsterdam in 1699 and travel to the Dutch colony of Suriname in South America. Her goal was to record her findings about the flora and fauna of the region, which were completely unknown to most Europeans at the time. Suriname's plantations of sugar, cotton, and indigo depended on the labor of enslaved Africans and indigenous inhabitants. While there, Marion also relied on enslaved labor to assist her in the collection of specimens. She relied on the knowledge of enslaved individuals about the plants and animals which she studied. Many of their observations were recorded by Marion and included in her book, Dissertation in Insect Generation and Metamorphosis in Suriname, which she published upon her return to Amsterdam.